know that you have the lightning? Don't you know that you have the heart of a king? Don't you know that you have the power to fight whatever struggle tomorrow may bring? Don't you know that the sun is rising?
Single that everyone's talking about. It's called Up Like a Lion. And this guy had to get up like a lion this morning and be greeted by an icy windshield and difficult wintry mix conditions to get here to our mobile studio at Gotta Get a Bagel. If his voice is going to sound familiar to you, it's because you just heard him on the air yesterday, and that's Aryeh Kunstler, who helped, actually we helped him debut his brand new Up Like a Lion single yesterday in Studio Manhattan. And today he's come by to remind everybody why Giving Tuesday is so important. Good morning, sir, Mr. Aryeh Kunstler.
Good morning. Long time no see.
You and I had a conversation yesterday about you and Simcha Leiner releasing videos right around the same time. And I don't know if collaborate's the right word. That may be too strong. But you certainly had pieces of advice that were flowing back and forth between the two of you as that process was going on. You know what we think of your video. We had a good opportunity to speak about it yesterday. Both the live material that's included in it, you know, quote unquote, live concert performance, and at this, or live concert would be the wrong way of putting it, but you get what I'm saying.
The band performance
mixed in with the story that you have there.
Exactly.
I finally watched his video as you recommended. You said to me, you must watch it. It just came out. You must watch it. I watched it. No spoilers here.
No spoilers.
But I will tell you one thing that I said this morning on the air, and I complimented Simcha Leiner. I said, amazing video. And it's hard to make videos these days that people find amazing, because many of them are a dime a dozen. But amazing video. And I said that for anybody who works on a regular basis in a studio, myself, Miriam, Yoni, we're in a studio. We may be in a different type of studio. But anybody who works in a studio around equipment, it is a frightening video that was so disturbing to me until, and that's it. I'm not saying another word.
But
I mean, it is brilliant. So a big shout out to Simcha Liner. I hope he's still tuned in. I meant to do this a little earlier as well. Hope he's still tuned in. Number one, Mazel Tov on the brand new video. And number two, he starts his big concert tour this Saturday night.
Yes.
So we wish him the best of luck in Teaneck, New Jersey this coming
Saturday.
He's
really doing something that I don't think has been done before.
Right.
Really putting together tours with different tour with shows throughout the country. And I know
in a pretty short period of time.
And I know because him and I have discussed like the musical prep going on behind it. They're putting in a lot of work into it, making it a real production. And, you know, I mean, the talent is... It's clear with some.
So that kicks off Saturday night in Teaneck at B'nai Yeshurun, and wish him the best of luck. Aryeh Kunstler is here. It's JM and the AM as we celebrate the release of his brand new video and his brand new single, Up Like a Lion. And I have promised Miriam Al-Wallach that she can participate in this
because I suffered from FOMO yesterday.
And she has no doubt many things she wanted to mention to you. I hope you enjoyed my analysis yesterday of the video and the different directions that Aryeh and his team took that video in for this one single.
Well, first of all, I love the multicultural aspect.
Mm. Oh, thank you.
Let's talk about that for a second.
Okay.
Because you're prominently wearing your yarmulke in the video, of course. And I assume that was Mitch on bass?
That was Mitch on bass.
Right. So you got Mitch on bass.
His long, flowy hair.
Exactly. whose hair is better than mine.
Yeah.
And and you have... your protagonist in the entire visual. You have the runner, you have the coach, you have the whole thing going on, and to me, one of the best parts of the video is that it belies the message of the song, which is this applies to every single person.
Yeah.
This is not a Jewish thing, this is not a black thing, it's not a white thing, it's not an Asian thing. It's just a thing for humankind to be able to push yourself and to reach your potential. Oftentimes you have a song that can, let's say put out by a Jewish artist that you can say, okay, it can go either way. But here you're saying, no, this is the direction.
This is, that was really the goal. What was funny is for the trainer, I had no idea which way to go for the running coach. And my friend Ari said, he's like, you have to use my personal trainer.
Oh.
And so he sent me some pictures of the guy, and I was like, wow, he looks like a tough personal trainer.
Right.
He's the nicest guy. And we were like getting there at the track at 6 o'clock in the morning. We're like, okay, you have to look really mean. And he's like, okay.
I'll try my best.
That's really funny.
Yeah. That was part of the goal. There was a lot of thinking going on behind the scenes up until the day of shooting, just to get the overall message out.
And you know what's funny is that for us, Up Like a Lion can mean a whole variety of things. I think most prominently in our community, Up Like a Lion means get up and go to shul. That's
correct.
Basically, get up. And, what you did was, as Miriam just pointed out, you took a much more universal aspect to it. And if you think about it, if there is one thing that even our community can relate to, is there are plenty of people who are at exercise before they are in shul.
Yes.
So there are a lot of folks, even in our community, that can relate to what you portrayed in that video. Up Like a Lion is brand new, doing really well, and Aryeh Kunstler gets all the credit. Mary, you may have heard yesterday, I made the point to Aryeh Kunstler that he keeps using the word comeback. I think he's being unfair to himself.
Yeah, it's not that it's a comeback.
It's a revisit?
No, it's that there are those of us who are unabashed fans who've just been dying for new content, for new music, and you it was worth waiting for.
And what's funny is in 2019, he ain't doing it without a video.
Right.
He was not releasing this just in audio form.
You kept on saying
which
that.
Which is so funny when you think
about
it.
Well, I knew definitely the first song that I was going to do, and especially this song it had to have. And now when we're planning the future releases,
it's all videos,
it's either going to be music videos or well-done lyric videos that do well.
Mm-hmm.
Those because those are also successful.
Tati My King.
Right.
Listen, when I produced that, I said, are you guys going to do a music video? This is a hit. And they're like, oh, we're going to do a lyric video. I was like, it's kind of a waste, but the lyric video took off.
Right. So, by the way, for Yishai Rebo, thank God for that lyric video.
Yes.
First of all, my davening Yom Kippur was 10 times better. So Second of all, like, how are you supposed to follow?
Yeah.
How are you supposed to follow?
So, 1 second. You produced Tati My King.
I did.
So, fill in the blank.
Go ahead.
That song is...
I'm so happy this didn't get covered yesterday.
How do we fill this in? There are people who honestly would say cheesy, right? People would use that word.
That song is real.
You say real?
I'll tell you why. Because I worked with the guys. Like, they came into my studio with an idea for a song. They had it written. And these kids, they didn't write it for cheese effect. These are not singers or songwriters who are writing things to be a hit.
They wrote it in the right spirit.
They wrote it in Yeshiva, in Waterbury, the Waterbury guys. They wrote it because that's what they felt. And originally, like, I tried having them restructure the song to make it a little bit more commercial. And they're like, no, listen to the lyrics. There's, like, the first half of the song is pleading. The second half of the song is more... kind of the nechama after, after asking, whatever. If you listen to the lyrics, it follows in a succession, and it's from a real place. These guys are writing real songs. I did another song for them recently, and they're really, really, it's real. It's real. And I think that,
so how do you reconcile that with a song like Up Like a Lion? Are these two different parts of Arya Kunstler's brain, or is it really...
Well, they brought that one to you, right?
Yeah, that,
yeah, but
that's
still,
it, yeah.
But you got your hands in there.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, it's... The truth
By
is...
By the way, reconcile is not it's not a criticism.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
You're an artist with so many different facets. Like, how does that all work?
You always have to, when there are clients in the studio, you always have to take out the Arya Kunstler artist out of the picture. Obviously, they're coming to you to produce a certain musical style because they like your style, which is ironic because I didn't make the music for Up Like a Lion. I went to a different producer.
Wow.
I didn't play guitar on the track.
I know, you told me that.
Funny.
I was like, that's the craziest
that's
thing
funny.
I've ever heard.
That is funny.
It's like asking me to play guitar on the track.
Kutzer passes the guitar to somebody else.
I knew my limitations in terms of production, and I wanted to go big for this song. And there is a guy in Maryland named Taylor Larson. Super talented. He's worked with a bunch of big bands. I heard a bunch of his stuff. I was like, this guy's going to take this song from here to here. It's actually funny because Mordechai Shapiro, who was here before, okay, he was in the studio and I played him the demo. And he said to me, he's like, you need to go outside of your head for this and go to the next level. Find somebody that can produce the sound that you're going for. And
I love when artists exist in a collaborative unit. It is, who are you going to get better advice from?
You don't know the half of it. I could tell you stories about this gentleman.
Oh, please.
But you still don't know the half of it.
Give me a break.
I will tell you after the
generosity.
Show. Remind me after the show.
This is another topic we can't talk about on the air?
Remind me after the show to tell you what I know about this gentleman. Meanwhile,
don't make me call your mother.
I'm going to appeal to all the Arya Kunstler fans out there. Come join us, fjbunity.org. Support JM and the AM. Keep music like this man's music going around the world from our source in New York City every single day. It's fjbunity.org, fjbunity.org. On this Giving Tuesday, we're asking you not only to give to all the other causes that are asking you, but to remember us as well.
Right.
FJB. Oh, nice. A little backwards.
You guys are probably right. I got to write it with a mirror.
Now, guys, take a mirror and screenshot this and flip it.
Right. Do the hokey pokey and turn yourselves around.
And Arya,
I do have one more question.
Oh, yes.
Just tell me, was it filmed at the Hewlett Woodmere track?
Lawrence Middle School.
Oh,
close.
All right.
I don't know which one's nicer, though. I didn't check out the...
I've never been to Lawrence.
Well,
I've only done the Hewlett.
That one.
And I'm like, do I know that house? I'm so Jewish.
We lucked out. The weather on that day was perfect. Oh, my gosh.
Yes. So. Clearly wasn't like Morty, who filmed something yesterday.
Right.
Oh, my God.
He says, whenever we schedule filming, you know it's going to be either raining, snowing, or terribly cloudy. I said, yeah, and you had all three yesterday.
Yes.
So there you go. Thank you, Arya Kunstler, for
visiting
us at JM and the AM, our extended JM and the AM in Woodmere. We did it this time for Arya. We came out here and joined Arya Kunstler here in our mobile studio. You know